going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie found a story about a 9-year-old in Kansas doing something that they weren't supposed to do, but it's got a happy ending.
Yeah. So this 9-year-old boy drove himself to school.
Why?
He missed the bus.
Okay.
And concerned citizens saw what they described as a person that appears to be too young to drive. And I would imagine, what do you, like, sit on phone books or something? Like, how do you reach in a truck, no less?
Oh, it's a truck?
Yeah, a Chevy. Oh, it says a white Chevy. I guess it doesn't say if it's a truck, but...
Because I'm trying to picture, like, my son, who's 8, he's going to be 9 in a couple months, picturing him behind the wheel of a car. Yeah, he wouldn't be able to reach the pedals and see over the steering wheel.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess maybe if he sat all... I have no idea.
So...
Okay, so he missed the bus.
Misses the bus. Grabs the keys.
To his parents' car.
I assume his parents.
We assume.
Drives to school.
Okay.
He is met in the parking lot by police.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Who say he did a perfect parking job.
Wow.
In fact, they said parked better than most adults.
Okay.
And the reason he drove himself after missing the bus was because he was worried about missing state testing.
Wow.
So he broke the law to state test?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, like, if a kid's going to break the law and drive a car.
Yeah.
I can't think of a more noble reason.
Right. Good for, not only good, because usually when you hear a story about, like, kid steals parents' car, first thing you think of, or one of the first things you think of is, what a dumpster parent.
Right.
Not in this case.
No, they raised him too well.
Because state testing isn't even, like, about him,
no,
per se. It's about how, like, the school as a whole is ranked and funded and all that stuff. And it's like,
and I'm sure it's his teachers probably stressed the importance.
Right.
You know, at my kids' school, they're like, make sure you eat a good breakfast so you can fuel your brain. This is really important.
Right. And most of the kids, like, are like, nah, I'm going to screw off. Who cares? What do I care?
Exactly. What do I care?
Can I make this Scantron into a smiley face?
Right.
But not this kid.
No.
He saw the, you know what? Let this kid drive a car.
Yes.
Let him do it.
Okay, so you are prepared to issue a 9-year-old a driver's license.
Yes. If they prove that they are responsible enough.
Okay.
Because that kid would ace a written driving test. He'd do better than most kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the driving test, a little bit of a difficulty. But you know what, though? Let's make some sort of kid's seat for a driver.
Okay.
Like, you know, like kids under a certain weight.
Like a booster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a booster.
Okay.
And it maybe moves them a little bit closer to the steering wheel, props them up a little bit, comes with some sort of like Forrest Gump leg harness so they can like hit the pedals a little bit better. Let's make this.
Okay.
Because that kid, I guarantee, is more responsible than most of the people I see on the road.
Well, and certainly more than most of the people in Kansas, I assume.
Absolutely.
At first, when I saw a 9-year-old drives himself to school in Kansas, I thought, is that not the case for every 9-year-old in Kansas?
I mean, how many times on this show?
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Okay.
Have we tried to argue that dogs should be allowed to drive?
A little bit too much.
A little bit too much is right.
I forgot that we did a push.
Yeah. More than one.
More than one for certain dogs.
Certain breeds.
Not all dogs.
I don't care if that sounds racist.
Right.
Certain breeds can do it. Certain breeds can't.
Certain are allowed to drive cars. Right. And depending on the breed determines what kind of car they drive.
Yep.
I think universally we said pugs out.
Right. No, yeah, of course.
They can hardly breathe.
Golden retrievers absolutely in.
And yes.
And if we're going to sit here and use the power of our pulpit, okay, to lobby for canines, certain canines, drive a car,
right,
then certainly that extends to 9-year-old boys that want a state test.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. And the police were very sweet about it. They said they're going to leave it to the parents to decide if they want to punish him. What? They're not going to press any charges or anything. Although I don't know if, can you charge a 9-year-old? I guess you can. If my kid did this, I don't think I'd punish him.
That kid's still going to get punished because these are obviously good parents. However, what the punishment's going to be is you can't read any books. And the kid's going to go, no!
You have to play video games all weekend.
Don't make me Fortnite!
You have to. And you have to Roblox. I swear to God, I'll make you an account. I will make you an account right now.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take.
It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.